Talk a little bit now about general Maseches Makos. I would just like leafing through. Look on the Tesama base. You have the Mishnah. Tesama base, you have the Mishnah about Ari Miklat. Again, it's also maybe if you just want to just write, sometimes if you hear, like, get a Mar Makom and you write on the side of your Gemara, so when you get there or you want to review it, I remember well, in the Kola, I remember if Shaftas Gemara just had, like, Nesivus, and, like, you just see, like, like, you know, he knows where the stuff is, but you just, like, write one word next to it, and see. So, Daf Tesama Beis. So, the Mishnah talks about Ari Miklat. How many Ari Miklat are there?
Six plus 42.
Right. Okay, 42 are, like, half Ari Miklat, right? There's 6 plus 42, but it'd be Mosam Mashiach, there's going to be 9. Right? The Pasuk says that in Parsha Shoftim, there's going to be 9. There's going to be 3 more added. That's the only, the Rambam says, that's the only mitzvah that's going to change in the future. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. It doesn't have to be in the Gemara. Right, but it's the right. The kiyarcha Hashem is gvolcha. Eretz Yisrael is going to expand, and we're going to get 3 more Ari Miklat. Right, generally a mitzvah is eternal, and a mitzvah can't change over time. That's the definition of a mitzvah. Ari Miklat is the only exception to the rule, because the Rambam says, based on the pasuk, that there's going to be 3 more Ari Miklat added on in the days. But either way, the Gemara says here though that the Ari Miklat only work, the 3 on the east side of the river of the Jordan only work once. The other 3 were established, right? Right. Before the 3 were chosen in Eretz Yisrael, including Chevron, isn't it one of the Ari Miklat? That's one of the famous ones. Right. The Gemara lists them. Right. Shechem, Betzer, Shechem, Kadesh, and then I skipped some. Right. Chevron. Right. Shechem, Chevron, and Kadesh. Fine, but they only work once they're all established. So the Chafetz Chaim has a comment. Actually, it's based on a Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos says, isn't it interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu established the Ari Miklat? They weren't going to work until Yeshua established the other 3. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu even establish them? Once Yeshua goes in, he'll establish all 6. The 3 that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to designate, he designated 3 Ari Miklat. Why? They don't work until the 3 on the west side of the Yarden were going to be established. So let Yeshua do it. So the Rambam's lashon is, Moshe Rabbeinu had a taiva for mitzvahs. Even a chatzi mitzvah. And if there's a chatzi mitzvah that comes into his ability, he'll do it. Even a chatzi mitzvah. It shows us the attitude that we have to have when it comes to mitzvahs. Okay, it's not going to work again. You have a chance to do something, do it. Jump in. Right, that's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah. So it's in Dalet Beis, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis in Perek Yavos. The Chafetz Chaim expands upon that Rambam in on the Ir Miklat Psukim in Vayeschanan. So that's number one. The Mishnah also says, right, they had a right, and you have to get it ready, right? And they're also right, and you have to put up signs, right? You put up signs for your miklat, right? Where is that? That's Yom Beza. The next stop, you put up signs on the top line of Yom Beza. Yeah, miklat hayakasav al parshas rachem. Yom Beza, miklat hayakasav. It's interesting. Some of the mefarshim point out, there were signs for the Ari Miklat, but there weren't signs to Yerushalayim for the Oli Regel. Okay, maybe everybody knows. Okay, you give it. So you might say, safety, you want him to get there as soon as possible. You want to get to Yerushalayim as soon as fast as possible also.
Running at him with a knife, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it might be a Hatzalah reason. It might be a Hatzalah reason. But you know what? It's fine to require Miklat, but why don't we also require by Ola Regel?
Because the people living there.
What?
People living there will direct them.
Because you dafka want people to have to talk to each other. Right, there's no ways. Right. You dafka want people to have to ask. How do I get there? Oh yeah, this way. Oh, where are you from? And
that's what Elkan
right? Right, so but Miklat Hayakasuv. So the Ari Miklat were written for many reasons, because he's to save him and to get him there quickly. But Dafka, the Oli Regel, did not have it. There were no signs to Yerushalayim. Because Dafka, that generated Av of Yahweh and Shalom and getting to know each other.
Can you get rid of them on the highway?
What? Yeah, I don't know. What create the havoc. Okay, so that's a little bit. If you look on Yudam and Aleph, we mentioned this in the Sichas Chaim a couple months ago. Yudam and Aleph, right, the Gemara says, seventh wide line, Talmud Shagala Maglin Rabo Imo. A Talmud that goes has to go to Ari Miklat, the Rebbe has to go with him. Shenemar Vachai, says he has to live there. Right, Avid Leimidi Tevele Chayusa, so he has to live there. And the way, right, so what does that mean? Vachai, so his part of his life is his Rebbe going with him. Says a famous Rambam.
Famous. If you know it, it's famous. And if you don't know it, it's famous. So Rambam in Zion Aleph in Rotseya.
Rambam in Rotseya, he just adds in a line to the Gemara. The Gemara just doesn't really explain it. The Gemara says the Rebbe has to go because it's a lack of vachai. So the Rambam in Perek Zayin Alacha Aleph. Talmud Shagol El Ari Miklat Maglin Rabo Imo. Shenemar Vachai. Asei Lo Kadesh Yichya. Do something that he lives. Here's the extra line of the Rambam. V'chaye ba'alei chachma u'mevaksheha below Talmud k'misa chashuvim. The life of those into wisdom and those who seek it, if they don't have Torah, it's like they're dead. That's the Rambam on Zayin's Gemara. This is the Rambam's Lashon. Chaim Shulevitz has a whole Sichas Moser about this line. Right, whole Sichas Moser about this line. So you can put on your Gemara, Rambam, Sichas Moser. Right, he says again, V'chaye ba'ale chachma u'mevaksheha, the life of a ba'ale chachma and those who seek it, below Talmud, k'misa chashuvin. That's where the Rebbe has to go. Zayin Aleph in Rotseach.
What about his other Talmudim?
That's a good kasha. Right, if he goes, right, the other Talmudim, you have to bring the whole yeshiva. And what about Bizman Azeh? Probably the Rebbe doesn't have to go because he could just like listen online. Yeah.
It says if the Rebbe goes, then
the whole yeshiva. The whole yeshiva. So it sounds like maybe the Rebbe without a Talmud is worse than a Talmud without a Rebbe.
There's another yeshiva there.
It has to be his
right, Rebbe. But you have to be his Rebbe. You can't learn if you're in a exactly. On the same Amud also, you have a Gemara that appears twice. Right? The sixth line. I mean, again, every Masechta has this. But six lines from the bottom. Amar Rebbe, Harbi Torah Lamati Mirabosai, Umechaveira Yosem Mehem, Umechamida Yosem Mikulam. Right? I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, more from my Chavruses, and the most from my Talmidim. So it's a beautiful line, but there's a cool Rashi. Right? Rashi says, right, and it calls a pasuk. Lefisha al yedehem yar behapilpo v'nosein leiv letaritz kushiosehem. Because you got to answer their kashas, and that makes me learn better. Right, got to answer the kashas. I remember one of my rabbis said that he's like I thought I learned until I started giving shir, and then I had to answer the kashas of the talmidim, and then I'd go home and sit and think and come back with an answer. He said then I started learning. This is Gemara, and we tell me they osim mikula. It could also work before they ask the kashas. I know that I'm going to have to give shir, and they're going to be of a certain caliber, so I better prepare properly so they don't ask the kashas, or I can answer the kashas beforehand. Okay, so that is a little bit tafyud. What else? There's an important line in the Ritva on. I mean, there's some great stuff here, but there's another one to live. Malichanoso. There's an important Ritva on Dafyud Beis. Dafyud Beis in the Mishnah talks about you're eating Meiser Sheni in a tree. Right? And the tree happens to be on the border of Yerushalayim. Some of the leaves are in, some of the leaves are out. Great cases. Right? Great cases. So Ilan Shu'omai Betoch Atchum, and Ovetam Nechus Latchum. So you're eating Meiser Sheni up in the tree. So Tosva says, how are you allowed to eat Meiser Sheni up in the tree? Right? The Gemara says that the airspace of Yerushalayim did not have the same sanctity as the ground. You weren't allowed to eat Korban Pesach, right? Imagine when Bnei Yisrael were all in the Yerushalayim for Pesach, they all had to eat Korban Pesach. There wasn't enough room. So what did they do? They were all at hotels. Could you eat it on the fifth floor? No. Korban Pesach has to be eaten on the ground. Right? On the ground. You can't eat it upstairs. Because Gagin Valios lo niskanshu. Gagin Valios lo niskanshu. That's why the Bishnai say in Psachim that after they eat, they used to take turns. They had shifts. They eat it on the whoever it was in the first shift, they ate it. Then they went up to the roof to say Hallel. Paku Igre. I forgot the exact lashon of the Gemara there, that they broke through the roof. It means after they ate the Karan Pesach, or they ate the Afikomen, so for the rest of the Seder, Halal Nirtza, you don't have to, so they went up, and somebody else came to eat it there. Marafsanigra is the lashon ever breaks the roof. Mm-hmm. So, it says Tosfos Tema. It says, Imsachim Gagos Lonis Kanchu. How are you eating my Sasheni in a tree? My Sasheni has to be eating Kedushas Yerushalayim. So Tosfos says, maybe it was very thin branches that weren't dalet al dalet, so it wasn't even considered a tree. So it was ke'ilu. The problem, the first day of Tosfos, is that it's not that the airspace isn't niskadesh, but if you have a separate floor, that's a problem. If it's just like, if you're up in the air somehow, if you use a magic whatever to be up in the air, so that would be okay. That's the first day of Tosfos. Ma'ir shanafa muatin she'im ben arba d'lo chashivi ki'ilu omedes ba'avir k'neged akarka. It's great Tosfos. Right? It's very thin branches, so it's as if you're on the ground. Va'od, or Tosfos says, va'od yeshlomer demari afilu be'ilon shanafa merubin va'avir Yerushalayim ki'Yerushalayim. Right, maybe it's different answer. Maybe if you look at the Marshal, what exactly Tosfos' answer is. I'm not going to focus on it, but the Ritva says here, maybe there's a chilek between Meister Sheni and Kachi Kalam. That's an important line. We think that everything in Yerushalayim is the same. You can't eat Kachim in a tree. You could eat Meister Sheni in a tree. Meister Sheni is different Kedusha of Yerushalayim for Meister Sheni and for Kachim. So that's the Ritva right here. Makas Daf Yud Beis. So that's an important line. Okay, what else can we talk about? People who made mistakes. There's a big discussion in the Achronim here. The Meshech Chachma discusses, right, the Kohen Gadol cannot leave on Yud Aleph Mabez. The Mishnah, he cannot leave the Arei Miklat even to save Klal Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah says. Right, afilu sar tzva Yisrael ked yoav ben sruya enu yotzi misham laolam. He can never leave to be the general. The Bnei Yisrael going out to war. Shneimar asher nasham ashamte di rasa ashamte misasa ashamte kvuraso. So the Meshech Chachma says, because he's going to go out to save Klal Yisrael, but guess what? The second he steps out, he puts his own life in danger. The Torah never demands that you put your own life in danger to save another. Chayecha Kodman.
The entire nation. Soldiers.
Like, the second he walks out, the second he walks out, before he even gets to the battlefield, he's walking into a lion's den. So again, excellent. So Dine Melchama, you're right. There's a minchas chinuch that says, how can anybody go out to war? Pikuach nefesh is not one of the big three. The answer is no. There are certain mitzvahs that inherently are dangerous and here being the general, he says, you can look at that Meshech Chachma. It's at the end.
It's not like that from the Mishnah. It's like a din. Asher Yonashama, he's chayef to stay there.
Okay, I'm saying, but if it's, maybe it's, if it's Pikuach.
So if the right.
Anyway, but it's,
if the Gol died,
what?
Before.
If the Gol Adam died, we say low plug. Either way, but this is a Leibedik Sugya. You can look at the Ur Sameach, the same author as the Meshech Chachma, discusses it on that Rambam.
Would that make the Kohen Gadol a
Yodit? What?
Would that make the Kohen Gadol a Yodit? You gotta give it to him so he could go
out. I'm saying, I don't know, but, I mean, they would daven. Right. Oh, maybe I'll do that. Right. Where is that? The Meshech Chachma is in Bamidbar, Lamed Hey, Lamed Aleph.
Because he's not allowed to leave, it must be that Al Meshech is not. We don't need him because.
Oh, that's what someone else says. Someone else. The Aruch HaShulchan. It must be that if he's, right, if he's stuck there, it must be that he's not gonna. It must be that he's not the one that's gonna bring the Yeshua.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Kind of like that Ramban, if they. Right, HaKadosh Baruch has things worked out. The Kohen Gadol, there's an important word about the Kohen Gadol also, right? So he stays until the Kohen Gadol dies, and that's why we know the Mishnah tells us in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph that the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim used to bring them food so they wouldn't daven that their son should die. Is that unbelievable? Is Hashem really going to listen to those tefillos? Yeah, the Kohen Gadol, he's the Gadol Ador. But because somebody who killed B'Shogeg is going to daven that he should die, that's going to be effective, and therefore the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim have to bring them care packages. Like, why do we care about those tefillos? So, you know, some of the Mefarshim explain the tefillah of somebody in dire straits is powerful. This guy is stuck in the Ur Mikla for the rest of his life. He's davening with a need. Somebody who davens with a full heart, doesn't matter who you are, that's powerful. So the mothers of Kohanim Gadolim, right? They quote this there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel where the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol says a special tefillah, right? Some of your rabbis in your shuls probably use this as a drasha at some point. The Kohen Gadol on the way out of the Kodesh Kodashim every Yom Kippur used to stop for a minute to say a short tefillah. Not too long, because then people shouldn't be scared that he died inside. He said a short tefillah on the way out. Tefillah Katsara. Right, and what was his tefillah? And we say this tefillah Katsara on Yom Kippur. We say it in the Musaf by the Avodah. So the Gemara says there, I think it's Nun Gimel. Yeah, the Kohen Gadol says a short tefillah. Mitzvah tefillah katzara. My matzli, what would he daven? He says, "Yiras mafad Hashem alkeinu sheteishanazu geshuma." Right? It should be a rainy year. It should be a rainy year. Lo yadi avet shulta midbeis Yehuda v'lo ye. Right? The malchus shouldn't leave the Jewish people. We should have self government. V'lo yu amcha yisol tzrichin lefarnes elazeh. We should have enough parnasa. V'lo tikanis lefanecha tefillas over drachim. And don't listen to the tefillas of the people on the road. What does that mean? It means that sometimes there are travelers that are traveling and it will start raining. And even though the rain is good for all of Klal Yisrael and all the farmers, but there's somebody stuck on the road. So he's davening, Hashem, don't, can you make it not rain, please? So the Kohen Gadol coming out of the Kodesh Kodesh when Yom Kippur says, don't listen to those tefillos. So again, all of Klal Yisrael need rain. All the farmers need rain. Because there's one guy who's stuck on the road with his camel and horse. Because there's one guy, the Kohen Gadol has to daven, Hashem, please don't listen to those tefillos. Right? When somebody is davening with a full heart, anything is possible. I'll even connect it to this week's parsha. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. No. You could daven for your own. He's sad, but he's davening, get me out of Ari Miklat. He's davening, Hashem, get me out of Eir Miklat. That's what I'm davening. He's davening. He's got a need.
There's only one way that happens.
He's got a need. You know, he's just having. I wish I could get out without the Kohen Gadol dying. But you know what, Hashem, I just want to get out of here.
Why?
I don't know if it's us. You know what? I don't know if it's us or not. But that's what's going to happen. This is what they're going to daven. I'll add one more. This week's parsha. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Hashem, don't accept the tefillah of the people with Korach. Moshe has to daven for that. Because when somebody is davening really, really hard, it doesn't matter who you are, that tefillah can have effects.
So why would Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah of the guy there then?
Because Moshe's Moshe.
Okay.
It's a great discussion. Maybe that was Moshe davening Lev Sholem.
The Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Gadol.
The Kohen Gadol. He's the Kohen Gadol. He's commander of the Kodesh Kodashim. He's davening on behalf of all of Israel. Okay. What else can we talk about? This in the third parak. What?
That tefillah, what, at the end it talks about the people of Sharon. Like,
that's a different tefillah. It's a different tefillah. There's people that live in the low-lying things, they shouldn't be flooded. Yeah, well, right. That's also people, some Jews in danger. They shouldn't be... Should be flooded. Okay, the third parak is one of the most jam-packed prakim in all of Shas, because it's about Elu and Elokim. So I love those types of prakim, because it lists off like 50 different averas. So the Gemara gets to talk about 50 different topics. If you're bored, just wait a few lines. Right? That's the third parak. So we talk about, we spoke about this on Dafyud Gimel on the base. We spoke about Lav de Chasima. I'll give you a little bit on the Agarata towards the end. Chav Beis Mabeis. Right, hopefully you'll get there. If you're not get there yet. Chav Beis Mabeis. Have you heard this from me before? Chav Beis Mabeis. Right, that's what the Gemara says. 40 Malkus really means 39. Really means 39, not 40. So the Gemara says, this is a great Vart just to her back pocket. It's a great back pocket. Okay, here we go. Amar Rava. Sixth line. Kama tipshoi shar inshi. How foolish. Oh, you can't. You have to. Oh, fast. Come on. Kama tipshoi shar inshi. How foolish are people? How foolish are people, says Rava. Takami mikami got. You know what? Before we do this line, let me tell you the story about this line. Okay, there's a story. You remember the story? Did I tell you the story? I must have told you this before. Okay, exactly. So again, but here's the Gemara now. So you'll remember it now because you're putting it with your Makkos greatest hits. Right? Remember the story? Reb Chaim Ozer, Grzinski, the Achiezer. And the Ustrufser, right? Remember the story? I've mentioned it in the Daf before. The Ustrufser, who his name was Yechiel Michel. Yechiel Michel, one of the great Hasidic masters. So they were on vacation together and they met each other and they each tell to each other, "No, tell me a Vart. Tell me Dvar Torah. You tell me. And finally, the Rav Chaim Ozer says to the Ustrufser, "You tell me, you're a Gavra Rabba. You're a great guy, a great man, so please tell me." So the Ustrufser says, "No. I'll tell you what a Gavra Rabba is. I'll tell you what a Gavra Rabba is." So let's see the Gemara. Amar Rava, Kapit Tipshoi Shar Inshi. How silly are people? Tekami Mikami Sefer Torah. They stand up in front of a Sefer Torah. Volokami Mikami Gavra Rabba. And they don't stand up in front of a Gavra Rabba, in front of a great rabbi. They stand up for Sifrei Torah, but they don't stand up for Gavra Rabbas, for rabbis. Come on, Rav is saying, rabbis are greater than Sifrei Torah. How do you know that? V'ilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arboim. The Torah says 40 lashes. V'am rabbanam, v'as rabbanam b'as r'chad. The rabbanam came along and knocked off one. Oh, so you see the rabbis are more powerful than the Torah. Because the Torah says 40, the rabbis say, no, 39. So ask the Ustrufser. Ask the Ustrufser. Once you hear it, you don't forget it. That's why you remember it. Right? It says, the Gemara is trying to say that Rav is saying that the rabbis are greater than the Torah. So they knocked off one. So why did they quote a pasuk in Kisetze, although at the end of the Torah? There's an earlier pasuk in the Torah that you could already say the rabbis are greater. Right? What does it say in Emor? Tisperu Chamishim Yom. You count 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. And what do we say? 49. So you already see the rabbis are more powerful from that pasuk. So that's Rav Sir says to Rav Chaim Ozer, knew? Rav Chaim Ozer was a Gaon Atzum. They say he used to be able to write two tshuvas at the same time, one with each hand, with his right hand and his left hand. So not only could he write with his right hand and his left hand two different things, but he's writing two answers to two different tshuvas. That was Rav Chaim Ozer. He was nifter in 1940. He was not so long ago. Chaim Ozer, Achiezer. But he was appointed a dayan in Vilna at a very young age, before the war. So anyway, he was nifter in Vilna before the Nazis got him. So the Ustrufser says to him, so why did the Gemara quote the earlier pasuk? So he says, a Gavra Rabba doesn't just mean, oh, the rabbis could reinterpret the Torah. They can make 40 into 30, they can make a number into it less. A Gavra Rabba is a Jew who relieves the suffering of a fellow Jew. That's a Gavra Rabba. You take off one lash. You take off one makkah. That's a Gavra Rabba. So don't Gavra Rabba, don't throw around that lashon, Achiezer. Right, don't throw around that lashon, but that's the word on the Gavra Rabba. Okay, awesome. What else can we talk about? So if you turn the page, maybe the most famous Gemara in all of Makkos. Fourth to last line, Chav Gimel Mabez. You got to wait till the second to last daf to do it. Darash Rav Simlai, Sheish Meos V'Shloshes V'Mitzvos Nemrul L'Moshe. 613 were said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlosh meos v'shishim b'chamish lavin, 365 los aseis, k'minin mos hachama, masayim v'arbaim v'shmon asei, 248 aseis, k'neged varav shel adam. 248 and 365. 3613. Amar Rav Humuna Maikra, how do you know that? Torah tzivah lanu Moshe. Moshe gave us Torah, Morasha, Moshe Rasha, Torah Gematria Shis Mea Vachatzre Havi, Torah's Gematria 611, that means Moshe gave us 611 directly. Torah is Yvelan Moshe, we heard two straight from Hashem, and therefore that makes 613. Right, Anochi v'lo yelacha mipi agvur shmanim. We heard Anochi and lo yelacha migvur shmanim. We heard from Hashem. So there's some great, we could talk about this the rest of the time, maybe we will. But there's a great kasha that the Ramban asks on the Rambam. The Rambam counts Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah saseh, and he counts, I think, four lo saseis from the Aseret Hadibros for Avodah Zarah. Lo yelacha lahem achirim, lo sase lecha fesel. Right, all of those. In the second Dibur, the Rambam counts four mitzvahs. That's the Rambam. Asks the Ramban on the Rambam from this Gemara. What does this Gemara say? We heard the first two Dibur straight from Hashem. How many mitzvahs is the second Dibur? According to the Gemara? One. Because Anochi is one, Lo Yeh is one, that's two, plus 611, Torah, Tzivah, and Moshe, that's 611. 611 plus two, according to the Rambam, according to you, it's like 611 plus five. Right? Because there's more than one in Lo Yeh Lecha. So how could you say that, right, 611 plus two, you say, no, they're all one. The Ramban says, it's all one, all of those Avodah Zarah are one.
That'd be one pasuk that refers to many different...
But he's talking about mitzvahs here in the Gemara. We heard the first two Dibros from Hashem. That's a strong kasha. Says the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma is in Zos HaBracha. Says the Meshech Chachma, we're misunderstanding. The Rambam himself gives the answer in Mor Nevuchim. And the Meshech Chachma says, you got to learn all the Sifrei Rambam together. It says, Ruach Echad Heim. Got to learn them all together. So says the... What does the Gemara mean that we heard Anochi v'lo yelecha straight from Hashem? The Rambam does not say that does not mean that we heard the first two dibros from Hashem. It doesn't mean that. We didn't hear anything from Hashem. There was an experience that we felt Hashem's presence. That experience taught us that there's only one God. And you can't worship any other gods. Anochi v'lo yelecha. Not the specific words of the Dibros. That could have a lot more mitzvahs. No. The experience of Hashem comes down on the mountain. And just seeing that and feeling that. That's what it means. Anochi v'lo yelecha. Mipi gvura shmanum. Not the first two Dibros. But the experience of Mipi gvura taught us Anochi v'lo yelecha. We were blown away. And that's what it means that we died. And then we had to come back to life. Maybe after each recognition, right, the Gemara says that we died twice. Right, Anochi. But anyway, that's how the Rambam understands. So it wasn't that we heard the first two Dibros, which are five different. No. We experienced some type of divine revelation, which taught us there's only one God, and we can't worship any others. The details of don't make another God, Los Angeles, so that was afterwards. But those two, the ideas of those two mitzvos, we heard straight from Hashem. We experienced straight from Hashem. Then the Moshe taught us the whole Aseret Dibros. The first two mitzvos, part of it, we already knew. We already had. Yeah.
The first two are in the first person.
What?
Like, I am Hashem, your God.
And lo yelecha, what? Anochi Hashem Elokecha is I Hashem, your God. Right, meaning that's good. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because that was just being there taught us, I am Hashem, your God. And that there's nobody else besides him. That experience taught him. So that's one. There's also another important Rambam based on this Gemara. We must have had a... Maybe we'll finish with this. Is there any other? I just wrote down a few. We could talk. We should do this maybe more often, no? Just go through the Masechta a little bit. Maybe we'll do that in the maybe next year. Maybe every Thursday for like... Every Thursday is part of the time, just the second half, go through it. It's Ksubis. I mean, it's... My gosh, Ksubis. Maybe a different parak every we'll see. But anyway, by the time. We'll talk about... I'll invite it back. Anyway, but... You know, maybe I'll save that other Rambam for on that Gemara. Maybe just the last Gemara, just to remind you of a thought that we said already, and then I want to give you something on the parasha. The last Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. All right, Rabbi Akiva sees the fox going over Har Habayis, and he laughs, and everybody else cries. So just remember, Rabbi Akiva is always the optimist. Rabbi Akiva is always positive. 10 different stories in Chazal. Just in shorthand, just mark them down. All right? Rabbi Akiva is the one that says everything that Hashem does is for the good. Called Avrachon al-Tavavid, the third to last daf in Brachos. He's the one, right? Remember, his candle goes out and his horse is eaten by a lion and his chicken is eaten by the cat. Called Avrachon al-Tavavid. It's all good. That's Rabbi Akiva. The next daf, even when he's being killed, Rabbi Akiva says, I've been waiting for this all my life. Where's Rabbi Akiva? He's 40 years old. And he says, I could learn Aleph Beis and become great. He doesn't just give up. Right, we said this in the Haggadah Shir. Right, that's why all the rabbis go to him by the Seder in Bnei Brak to get chizuk. What are other stories about Rabbi Akiva? What? The last Mishnah in Yuma, Rabbi Akiva says, we don't have a base of Migdash anymore, you're right, but we could still get Tara. Hashem could give us Tara. Right, remember, they imagine getting Kapara and Yom Kippur without a Seir Lazozo, without a Seir. Rabbi Akiva says, we could still get last Mishnah in Yuma. Anything else? What? Count this one, right, this one.
Turnus Rufus is white. Do I think of the wrong person?
Yeah, but he cries, he spits.
Laughing,
he laughs, he cries, he spits. Yeah. Right, that's Gemara in the Darm.
Right,
but he says because eventually he's going to, right?
I guess it's not that one.
Rabbi Elazar's, okay, that also, right, he says, you taught us, Saint Sadek Barzer, Yastov Loyachta. Right, you could add that in, Gemara in Chalak, in Sanhedrin, that the on Rabbi Elazar's deathbed, everybody else is crying, Rabbi Akiva is laughing, he's like, Rabbi, but you're going to, look where you're going to. Look at what you've accomplished in your life. So Rabbi Akiva was always the positive, always the optimist. Okay. Anyway, that has to do with this Gemara. Whenever you give a shir, see him on Makos, that's what you could say.